We said it before, but we'll say it again. So proud to say that YFT is sponsored by BetterHelp. I got a question for you YFTers out there. How is your social battery right now? Is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? What's going on? It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and that's where BetterHelp comes in.
Personally, I feel like therapy is a really great way to empower you to be the very best version of yourself. I know for me, I feel like sometimes, like, yes, I can vent to my friends and I can dump all my stress on my friends, but it definitely feels like there's a ceiling to that. So it really helps sometimes to talk to somebody that just totally has an objective perspective on your life. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is really nice.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/favorite thing today and get 15% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/favorite thing.
But our guest yesterday,
yeah,
was a good friend of mine. Her name's Brittany Kelly, and she's a big stoner too. So between the two of them, I was so contact high.
Yeah, do you get super baked when you're doing it?
Yeah.
It must be hard to do that show when you're baked.
It is hard. And like my throat gets scratchy, my eyes start to burn.
Yeah.
Like they really smoke me out. You know, you just did it.
Yeah, I know. Brandy's in the studio.
I've been here a lot.
You have been. You've been really pulling your weight on
I have.
I know.
On the appearance fees, okay? Like I'm here.
Listen, if you could be here a little bit more regularly, we could just do this show live.
I can't. I'm already like, you know, just dead.
Too busy. She's busy. Too important, folks.
Yeah. Can't believe you're in that sweater. It's hot in here.
Is it?
Yeah. Your look is something else today.
Well, this is what I normally do for all my Zoom meetings.
You're a cat from the waist up.
Waist up.
I got you.
I look totally normal. And then it sweats and like just.
Well, you're in sweat shorts, which really makes it a look.
I like sweat shorts.
Yeah, same.
They're great.
Yeah. But like
it's. Underutilized, I feel like, in the world.
The sweater, the beanie, and the bare legs for me.
Yeah. Have you ever seen my legs before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
We've been to like a pool party or two in our day.
I got some skinny legs.
You do.
They're very muscular.
Yeah. Very tan though.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's gotten warm enough in LA where I can wear shorts. Mm-hmm. Well, I always run in shorts, but like for like at the golf course, you can wear shorts.
That's where you get the suntan.
Yeah. Speaking of golf, it's Saturday at the Masters and we have it on in the studio.
Is Sunday the big day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So golf tournaments usually are 4 days, and Sunday's the last day. Mm-hmm. But Saturday's a big day because that means you've made the cut.
I see.
Which is why this is kind of fun because Tiger is playing. Mm. And so obviously everyone's rooting for him because, you know, they want Tiger to win again. Mm-hmm. We were talking before we started recording about your friend being at the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Her fiance is a big golf guy.
Really?
Oh, huge. Loves it.
Do they live out here?
No. She was like, I'm going to the Masters. I'm so excited. I was like, you're excited? And she was like, yeah, I'm so excited. She was like, I actually love golfers. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, they're so hot. I was like, show me one hot golfer. And she pulled up like 4 photos. They were all hideous. Mm. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, oh, come on. They're just so cute. And I was like, no.
I mean, they're okay. There's a couple golfers I think there are.
But of all the athletes, I wouldn't say that I would go to the Masters like for the eye candy.
No, I don't know if that's what it is.
No. So I was like, I'm not sure what you've convinced yourself of, but like, good for you.
I would say that like, so you're kind of big into F1.
I love F1, yeah.
And I think that you like the drivers, so that they're hot. Right. Yeah. But I think that you also like, you've been to an F1 event, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the things about F1 is it's like a rich people sport.
Totally. I know
right?
golf is too.
Yeah. I mean, like the sponsors are like Learjets, Rolex.
Same with equestrian sports.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like Longines and Rolex and Range Rover and NetJets.
What I love about golf tournaments, it's women, they get dressed up for it and they're wearing sneakers, but then you look at the sneakers and they're like
Chanel.
Yes.
Yeah. I love
like
it.
Sarah has like,
that's why Kirsten likes it.
Yeah. Sarah has, I think, Yves Saint Laurent white tennis shoes.
Oh, I have Gucci white sneakers.
Yeah. And I'm like,
these are Gucci.
Those look like Nikes.
But they're Gucci. And they're so comfortable.
I know, it's so funny because I don't think there's a single guy who's straight who would be like, did you see Brandy's running shoes?
Sneakers?
No, yeah.
You know what, though? If you put them on, you would understand. They're so comfortable.
No, they're not. They're not more comfortable than New Balance.
I promise you, there's something about Hoka. These. Miley has them in like 8 colors, but she's got them in all black, like black on black. And she wears them to perform because they're so comfortable.
Okay, I believe that.
They're really good. I'm telling you.
I got to go last year. Been to a World Series. I've been to multiple World Series. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I've been to like a lot of big events, national championship games. I haven't done a World Cup and I haven't done a Olympics, but I would like to do those two things. Mm-hmm. I say that with a grain of salt. The Masters was the best.
Have you been to the US Open?
Tennis? Golf or tennis? Tennis. No, but I have been to big tennis tournaments.
Yeah.
I would like to do, I'll tell you what, I would like to do the French Open at Roland Garros.
Yeah.
That sounds nice. But no, the Masters was the best tournament, like the best sporting event I've ever been to. It's like run really well. It's really, really beautiful. It's really, really fun.
Is it just me or do they always get really lucky with the weather?
Well, on Thursday it rained.
Oh, it did.
But yes, I mean like.
Looks nice now.
So like there's so much crazy shit about Augusta that you probably like wouldn't know about, but I'll give you some facts.
Is it haunted?
No. Oh. So it was built by Bobby Jones, who was like arguably the greatest amateur golfer ever. And then he started this tournament called the Masters Invitational, where he just invited all like his best friends.
Okay.
And so now it's a major, and it's probably the premier private club in the United States. You can't like request to become a member. They have to send it to you. Yeah. And it's like the rich, it's the Illuminati. Are members there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for the tournament every year, oh, and I'll tell you some more crazy shit. As a member, you have to invite 5 people, different people each year to come and play, and they all need to be like...
billionaires?
Yes. So if you look at the private airport in Augusta right now, I'll show you a picture. It's nothing but the nicest jets in the world.
Maybe I do need to go next year.
You do. Find yourself a man.
A man.
Yeah. But so what's crazy is they make this look beautiful for the television, right?
But it's not.
It is. Like not a blade of grass is out of place, but they like they will go in overnight and like redo fairways. They will spray paint greens to make sure they're green. They put black dye in the water to make it look like shiny mirror black in the water. They pipe in bird noise for the telecast. It's
all sim.
It's a little bit, you know, pomp and circumstance, but it is beautiful. Anyways, highly suggest one of my favorite things I've ever done in my entire life is go to the Masters. Ricky Fowler's cute.
No.
He kind of looks like Dean. Anyways, yeah, you should go next year. Find yourself a man.
Maybe I should.
I think you should.
You guys need a DJ? They have DJs there?
Yeah.
I think Paris Hilton did it once.
Speaking of TV, did you see that Gary and Teresa broke up?
I literally saw it last night.
What the fuck?
I hate to say it, but what a terrible look for the Bachelor franchise.
Oh, I mean, seriously, though.
What the fuck is happening here?
I don't even need the headphones. I can hear it.
I told you last episode that I just saw them.
I know.
They went and did Family Feud.
I know.
And then they came to this Hulu plus Disney event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how you doing? Oh, we're doing so good. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Nice.
They went up to Sarah and they were like, hey, can we get a selfie with you? And Sarah's like, yeah, how you guys doing? They were like, great. Now we see this. You weren't doing great.
Everything is lies.
You lured us into a selfie under false pretenses. You were holding out just to meet Steve Harvey. That was it. You only cared about fast money.
I'm pretty disappointed.
I am too, actually.
I really am.
I also feel like they had been shoving that relationship down our throats.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah.
And if you guys knew that was on the horizon, then you shouldn't have done that so much to us.
I agree.
Because we were all holding out hope.
But they've only been married for, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's why they should have... They just didn't need to get married.
I'm shocked.
Just get engaged. And also, it being the first one, I think they really went hard in the paint, and I wish that they had just seen how it went.
I wonder what his daughters think about this.
Yeah. Was it all just about... they couldn't decide where to move together.
I mean, that does sound like it's... And that it, as you get older, that is kind of a big deal.
It's
like
a real problem.
Where you want to live is... Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I get it.
But they should... That should have been talked about, like, on the fucking show.
On the show. Yeah. And now is Leslie, like... Let me get back in that Gary.
Maybe. I don't know. Something tells me this was his fault because he's the man and men are trash.
Wow. Yeah, women have never made any many mistakes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back to biblical times, you guys did eat the apple.
You've been reading the Bible?
You guys ate the apple.
The Bible.
It was the woman who fucked it up.
I'm not going to name names. So I'm not going to do that to her. But like one of my very best friends, I saw her last weekend with her boyfriend and they just seemed so great. They were talking about moving to Nashville together and just seemed so lovely. And I literally was talking to my mom yesterday about how like happy I am for her and just they seemed so great. I got a text from her this morning that says he like so-and-so just broke up with me. He's packing his shit. I'm so sorry. I can't come over later.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is happening here?
Like, what the fuck? She just spent the whole weekend with his family on a boat. Like, they had a great time talking about moving together. Like, they already lived together. Talking about moving to Nashville. Like, what is wrong with men? She's like completely shocked. She was like, I promise you, like, there, I did not see this coming.
Well,
it's just nuts.
Yeah, I know. But like, listen, there's always
no hope for anyone.
There's always more to the story.
There's no hope for anyone.
And also there's her side, his side, then the truth. Like who knows what's really going on.
Saying.
Yeah. But yeah, there is no hope for anybody.
No hope.
I would just give up now.
Yeah.
Just hope for Armageddon.
Yeah.
Should we shut the show?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Bros and Hoes. You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
What the fuck is happening here?
Still is.
Yeah. It's the best one we've got.
I'd agree.
Yeah. Hey, guys, there are some stories about my mom's life that I truly like never get tired of hearing, from hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting. Her retelling of the events of her life always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom for years to come.
It's too bad my mom doesn't check her emails because this would be
great
so
for her.
So great for Tish.
Yeah.
Basically, you guys, the way this works is StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking questions that you get to help pick, and they make the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. It can be long or short. It really doesn't matter. And then you will be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of a year. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories you maybe already know, or you could be surprised by stories that you've never heard before. It really is such a cool gift.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/YFT. That's storyworth.com/YFT to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, so I think you guys know by now that I'm just like forever in the process of trying to update my home. I've just come to a place where I think that this is just like a forever project. Like, I don't think it's ever going to end, right? I'm just going to keep wanting new stuff for my home. Mm-hmm. This is why I love Article so much, because they make shopping for furniture so easy. I can do it from the comfort of my own home. Plus, Article has a huge assortment of different styles to choose from. So whether you're into like mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, boho, or Scandinavian, they have something for absolutely everybody. Plus, they offer fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada, which is so great. I recently got some new dining room chairs. Mine were literally falling apart because I bought such cheap ones when I moved in. And I got the cutest, like, they're very modern chairs, but they are in like a green velvet fabric. So it brings some like warmth and earthiness to my kitchen, which I really like. You guys know we've loved Article for so long, and it truly is just chef's kiss.
Article's offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/YFT, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's Article, article.com/YFT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Speaking of guys being garbage, OJ Simpson finally died.
Saw that. Did you see everybody's on Chloe's Instagram with their condolences giving?
Yeah.
So sorry.
I mean, it's funny, but it's mean.
I know.
But I will say this, though, like, I'm sure it's not true, but like, have you seen like another one of OJ's daughters?
No.
They do look very similar. Yeah. And she does not look like any of the other sisters. But whatever. It's mean because she's the biggest of all of them, right?
Right.
In terms of size. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but it's true. Sure,
right. Sure.
But that's the implication of, like, of course, it's because she's the bigger one mm-hmm. that her father was the ex-football player.
Her face does look different, too.
For
she's,
sure.
She looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's fine. But
your dad might be OJ, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know.
What? Did you see that Caitlyn wrote like good riddance on Twitter?
No.
Yeah. And then she's getting, I think this is real. And then she was getting like backlash for it. And it's also like, I don't know if you need to get backlash for that.
No.
You know?
It's fine.
If you think a guy you knew killed one of your best friends, I think you're allowed to say fuck you after you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's totally fair. I actually don't agree with Caitlyn on most things, but I agree with her on this one. I mean, politically speaking, we are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
That's true.
So the last thing that I heard, I don't know if it's true, but the last thing that I heard about OJ dying was on his deathbed, he made his, you know, all his family came to say goodbye or whatever, and he made them all sign NDAs. So did he admit to it? That's what you're hoping for. And also, how do you enforce an NDA if you're dead?
I'm not sure.
Like the estate? He had no money left?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, he definitely killed that woman and that poor man, and that's real. Then he wrote a book called If I Did It, and then did the interview where he's like, well, if I did it, I remember grabbing the knife, and there was so much blood everywhere. And you're like, Jesus Christ, you've gone into hypothetical into first person so quickly.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Have you seen that video?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. So it's this woman who does this interview with him, and he's like, well, we're speaking about hypotheticals here, but like, if I did it, this is what it would have been. And then she was like, at the end of the interview, he wanted to play a little prank on me. Video of him knocking on the door and then her opening the door and then him with a knife going, to the interviewer. And she was like, I think he thought this was a joke, but that's not funny at all.
It's really not.
But it's also fucking hilarious. I mean, it's so not funny that it is.
Can you even put that on social media?
Yeah. He didn't actually stab her. I mean,
can't
he stabbed
smoke weed on TikTok, but you can pretend to kill somebody with a knife.
Oh, you can't smoke weed on TikTok?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. We get removed quite often.
Every time. But how do they know it's weed? It can be cannabis. It could be CBD. It could be tobacco. Sure. Can you smoke tobacco on it?
I don't know.
I bet you can smoke a cigar.
Maybe.
I'm very frustrated by the fact that cigars get the, like, they get the,
like a bad rap?
No, they're, it's like, okay.
Oh.
Because, like, this happens on, like, at the golf course a lot. Mm. It's totally acceptable for you to smoke a stogie, but if you light up a jizzy, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so OJ's dead. That's good.
Really good.
Someone said that I was watching some TikTok. They were like, everyone in his defense team and him all died of cancer. What does that say? I don't know.
I'm not sure. What does that say? People love a conspiracy theory, though.
Yeah, you think that's God being like, this is what you get?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, he got off, though. There's also another conspiracy that it was his son that killed her. No. He was covering for the son.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
But there was fingerprints that were not attributed to anybody, and a lot of people think it was the son. I don't know.
Son could have been around.
Yeah. Do you remember that trial?
Very much. Well, I remember the like car chase more than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
That was great. Remember when people were on the overpasses cheering him on?
Yeah.
Go, OJ, go. Yeah. Or run, OJ, run. How amazing that was.
I
know. Was.
I do remember that vividly, like watching it on TV.
Also, what's your defense of like, hey, why were you running away?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
with a gun.
He's nuts.
You were running away.
How did he get off? That's my question.
It was kind of political theater. It happened right after the Rodney King riots.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the Los Angeles Police Department was under heavy scrutiny for being relatively racist.
Mm.
It was a lot of, I think, political theater of like, this is how the police treat black men in America.
Right, got it.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Right.
Police can treat black people terrible. And then also, OJ, you killed two people. Mm-hmm. Come on. And the glove don't fit, you must acquit. But of course it was going to fit over the latex.
Yeah.
And then I saw another thing. It was like, there's a football game that he was calling. Like, it was like a Bears game where it was in the cold. And he's wearing the glove, like, in the telecast. Oh.
Insane.
Yeah. My mother went to USC when OJ was there, was like a huge fan of his. And she was like, I don't believe he did it.
No, that's some tea.
It's OJ. You can't believe he did it. And you were like, Mom.
Mother.
Come on.
That's a tracks with your mom.
It does.
With what I know.
Yes. Yeah. She will believe anything.
I love it. I love your mom. I love your parents. So nice.
Any hoot. I'm surprised your family wasn't friends with them.
It was before their time. They're like,
their come up.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were still in the sticks, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything else is really happening in the news.
Slow week.
Well, O.J. Simpson died. and Gary and Teresa broke up.
Gary and Teresa, that's piping.
That was some good tea.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Piping.
I think that my TikTok algorithm is just like crazy religious stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I get a lot of, obviously, Mormon stuff. I get a lot of Catholic stuff. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of like atheist stuff as well.
Interesting.
And I've been recently getting some Jewish stuff.
Oh.
Do you know about Shabbat? Or Shabbos?
No, I don't. You should tell me.
Shabbat or Shabbos? I don't know if it's Shabbat or Shabbos. Observance entails refraining from work activities, often with great rigor, and engaging in restful activities to honor the day. So, like, you can't, like, drive a car. You can't do work. You can't, like, use, like, electricity. It's all this stuff.
Seems odd.
It seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But what I've been seeing a lot on my social media is the ways that some Jewish people get around this.
Uh-huh.
They can't make coffee because that would use electricity.
Mm.
So they get one of those, you know, those big water thermoses that you pump.
You can make
coffee
without electricity.
I don't know if you can like use fire.
That's not electricity.
Well, I think like any, I don't know if you can use anything.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm sure originally it was like candles,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So anyways, you know that, why are you looking at me like you don't believe me?
I make coffee without electricity every day.
How?
I have a gas stove and I heat my water on the stove and I do a pour over.
Okay.
You know?
Well, anyways. Yeah, sure. But anyways, so you know those big thermoses that you pump the top and, you know, hot water comes out?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, this is what we do so we can have coffee during Shabbos.
Well, how'd they make that hot water?
They did it before they were having to observe, so they could use electricity.
Okay.
And then I saw another one, like, you can't use light. So they have these, like, you can buy them. You know, it was like the TikTok shop trying to sell me on this thing. And
it's all trying to get you to spend money.
Yeah, I get it. And so it was this light that, like, stays lit the entire day because you can't turn or turn off anything. And so you close it and it turns the light off. But if you twist it, it illuminates.
So what's the purpose of all this?
Well, that's what my whole thing was like. This just seems like loopholes.
Yeah.
And if you like, I don't think it's in the spirit of what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
I think that God would be like, I told you not to use light and you're using light.
Yeah. Now, told you not to drink coffee.
Yeah. Like I told you not to. And you're still doing, like, I don't understand. It's just like the loophole of soaking.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, you're having sex.
Yeah. But and like just the tip.
Yeah. And also like.
You're still doing it.
Like, do you guys think that God's not like, you fucking cheaters? What are you doing? And also you're making a TikTok about it?
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, I'm not judging anybody. I am actually, yes, I am judging you. Hey, listen, if you're gonna do it, do it.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Just don't think of ways around it.
You're telling me?
Anyways, I don't do it.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Mm. God gave us light.
He did.
He wants us to use it.
Yeah.
If we don't use it, that's like us spitting in his face,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, have you seen anything? Do you have any favorite things? No, you don't, do you?
I caught up on Grey's Anatomy last night.
Wow.
And I just have to say,
mm-hmm.
Meredith Grey, can you chill the fuck out on your mans, please? Like, we get it. You have trauma. Bad things have happened to you. You lost your husband. You know, he didn't need to die. Somebody made a mistake. Like, I get it, right?
Yeah.
But let's be a little nicer to Nick Marsh, okay? He's super hot. He loves you a lot.
Yeah.
And he's actually really great with your kids. And I'm going to need you to not yell at him and not be like so awful that he's going to leave you.
What did Nick Marsh do to anybody?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nick Marsh is out here trying his motherfucking best.
Yeah.
And he's doing a pretty damn good job, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And I think she just needs to chill just a little bit. She's given us a bad name.
Mm.
You know?
See? Not all men are trash. Some...
Meredith Grey. Let's just type
some
it.
Doctors just in Seattle just are put trash.
A little,
as well.
Like a lid on it, just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Okay.
Sarah and I watched a very funny movie last night.
Okay.
No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, like, okay. I mean, you know, it's not Forrest Gump, right. But like, I don't think that's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got the vibe of, remember Girl Next Door?
Yeah.
Which was a great film, by the
great
way.
Great movie.
Like, really, and that's the thing, like, it's, I feel like that movie was, actually, I think it was a box office failure, but then it did great on like DVD sales and stuff. But it's in the same vein.
Okay.
On the brink of losing her home, Maddie finds an intriguing job listing. Helicopter parents looking for someone to bring their introverted 19-year-old son out of his shell before college. She has one summer to make him a man or die trying. Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings. Really good cast. Jennifer's great. By the way, you get full frontal nudity with this.
You do?
And I'm like, hey, J-Law, if you're gonna show off
she
the beef, if you're gonna show off the beef, make sure you're getting an Oscar nom. But here's the thing, she already has an Oscar.
Yeah, she does.
So she's just like, you can see the beef.
She really, I've met her a few times, and she is the most degaff girl. It's in such a great way.
Yeah.
Like, she really doesn't give a fuck.
She's always not giving a fuck.
Yeah, I love that about her.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's that she doesn't give a fuck. It's that she's very real, like her tripping at the Oscars or her like, you know, Jack Nicholson, like scaring her at an interview behind. Like, she comes across as very real.
Very. And she's just going to do her like no matter the consequences, I feel.
The kid that plays opposite her is so very good. His name's Andrew Barth Feldman. I think he's a theater kid. I imagine having to work across someone like J-Law, who's like won an Academy Award and like kind of done everything, is super intimidating. I'm sure it was for him, but he is so good in it. He's right there with her.
Really?
Yeah. Matthew Broderick plays his dad, which is great. Natalie Morales is her best friend. Kyle Mooney's hilarious in it. It's just
a good cast.
It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Her mom left her this house up in Montauk. And like all the rich, you know, waspy people are coming in and ruining Montauk and like pushing her out. And she like doesn't have enough money to pay the property tax. And so she's got to figure out a way to make some money. And she sees this thing on Craigslist, which is like basically fuck our son before he goes to college to become a man. And that's basically what it is. It's a coming of age story for him, but it's also learning who you really are as a person for her. And it's funny and fun and... I don't know why it didn't do very well.
Do better,
But it was so good. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So it's free now.
Yeah.
You freeloaders.
That'd be me.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I did see there's a movie that came out on Hulu.
Okay.
I really wanted to start it last night, but I was just too friggin' tired.
This is what Brandy does. Brandy just gives suggestions of things she hasn't
seen.
These
are the things I want to watch. So you guys go watch them and enjoy them for me. Yeah. Because I don't have, I can't stay awake.
Yeah.
It's called The Greatest Hits. Have you seen this?
No.
Have you seen anything about it? It looks like really fucking sad, which, you know, I love sad movies.
Yes. We watched that. I want to watch this.
It looks really good.
Yeah. It's the girl from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Can you read the synopsis?
A love story centered around the connection between music and memory and how they transport us. Sometimes literally. The Greatest Hits on Hulu.
Basically, I watched the trailer and it seems like this girl, I don't think I'm giving anything away because I haven't seen it. It seems like this girl and her boyfriend are together, and something bad happens to him. And it seems like he dies. But there's something about, like, when she listens to music, certain songs basically literally put her back in the past before he dies. And it's that whole, like, you know, can I save him? Is there anything I can do to change his destiny? And, like, so he doesn't die or whatever. But it just transports her back to the past and stuff. And then in the present, it looks like she finds somebody new and is, like, struggling with the whole, like, I keep going to the past and seeing my ex. And I feel like I'm cheating on him and I can't move on and blah, blah, blah. It just looks really good.
Yeah. I want to watch it too. And actually we were going to watch it last night, but
were you too tired?
Yeah. Well, it was like 9:30 when we got in bed, and I was like, I can't start a 2-hour movie.
I know.
I can't do
I know. Same. But yeah. But it looks really good.
It's funny because, like, music does do that. It does kind of transport you, but smell does it much more.
Yeah.
Every time she puts a record on and puts her headphones on, she like kind of time travels.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like sci-fi in that respect. Mm-hmm. I do want to see that.
Same.
Ooh, Nelly Furtado's in it.
I know.
Those look good.
And then there's also an Apple series called Argylle that just came out. Do you know about that?
Yeah, with Henry Cavill and Bryce Dallas Harper. Mm-hmm. It's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
A reclusive author who writes espionage novels about a secret agent and a global spy syndicate realizes the plot of the new book she's writing starts to mirror real world events in real time. Argylle. Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell. I love Sam Rockwell.
Dua Lipa, I believe.
Dua Lipa's in it, yes. John Cena. I did see this.
You watched it?
I think so.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Henry Cavill.
Bryce Dallas Howard is a spy novelist, but come to find out, like, everything that she writes is, like, real. And, like, the main protagonist is, like, Henry Cavill's character and everything. Yeah, good stuff.
All right.
I have a show for you I think that you're going to like.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I know.
I am about to go on vacation, so I am going to have some time in the next week to watch some shit.
I'm telling you, this might be your next Last of Us.
Really?
It's got the same vibe. It's based off a video game.
Okay.
In a future post-apocalyptic Los Angeles brought about by nuclear dissemination, citizens must live in underground bunkers to protect themselves from radiation, mutants, and bandits. Fallout.
Sounds good.
It's a little like Silo.
Okay.
It's this kind of community that's living underground. They're waiting for the radiation levels to come down because, Los Angeles was bombed. Mm-hmm. The main character is Ella Purnell, who's in Yellow Jackets.
Oh, we were talking about that show last night.
Yeah, it's a good show. The first episode, I won't ruin my, I only watched the first episode, but I was like, I love this. So the first episode, she's like, it's like coming of age for her, where she's like, it's time for me to go to, like, the next bunker over so I can get married. Because everyone that kind of lives in that bunker, they're all related, so you can't, you know, go procreate. Mm-hmm. So they're like approved, and then she goes and gets married to, like, the most eligible guy from the next bunker over. All of a sudden, you're like, something's not right with the people from the next bunker over. Come to find out, it's the mutants who have been living up top have broken in, and they come and they're just trying to kill everybody and everything. And then I think it's going to be like, we have to go out into the open.
It.
Yeah. The first episode was like, ooh, you see it from the beginning, like when the bombs drop, mm-hmm. and you're like, fuck. I don't know if you know that this actor, Walton Goggins, he's like in everything. Mm. He's like the brother-in-law on The Righteous Gemstones. He's in Justified, The Hateful Eight. He's just like in everything. So he's like the character that you meet before the bombs drop. He like runs away on a horse. You're going to like that part.
Okay.
Post-apocalyptic, sci-fi.
Where do you watch it?
It's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like the Prime shows.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's based off of a famous video game. I don't play video games because I'm not a fucking dork.
Who has time for that?
Actually, that's not true. That's actually not true at all. Oh. I play video games in this room. Can I give a shout out right now?
You play video games?
Yeah, the Switch controller's behind you.
Huh.
I like Mario. That's my games. I like Mario a lot.
All right.
I play the Mario game.
Okay. And on this TV?
On this TV.
Wow.
And then I also have the Switch thing. It's like a Game Boy.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Yeah, and I also play Mario Odyssey. That's fun. Tiger Woods just made a birdie. I like that too.
Cute. You know what? I did watch an episode of something new as well.
Okay.
I don't know if I actually finished it. I watched it on the flight. There's a, it's an Apple Plus, I think, show called The New Look. It's mainly, I think, about Christian Dior and how he got his start. But Coco Chanel is also a large character in it. Mm-hmm. I've only seen half the first episode, but it's just kind of about those fashion houses. And I guess, like, I just didn't really realize that his come up was like right smack dab in the middle of Germany taking over Europe and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, more Nazi stuff. And it seems good. I mean, I love fashion, so I'm interested in it. It's a little bit slow, but I think the cast is really great.
What's Ben Mettleston.
That's his name. I was like, what's the guy's name that plays Christian Dior? And also Maisie Williams is in it.
Yeah, the cast is stacked, by the way.
So I think that could be a cool show.
Juliette Binoche plays Coco Chanel. Maisie Williams plays Catherine Dior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Malkovich is in it. Mm-hmm. Explores the rise of fashion designer Christian Dior as he dethrones Coco Chanel and helps return spirit and life to the world with his iconic imprint of beauty and influence, The New Look on Apple Plus. Yeah, Sarah's been wanting to watch this, and I'm like, this is going to be a you show. I don't care about that. But there is so much fucked up history when it comes to World War II.
Yeah.
Like Hugo Boss, they made Nazi uniforms, you know? Like, that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And yes, same with like the Christian Dior's and the Coco Chanel. Yep. Like Porsche was not obviously a great thing. VW Bugs or Volkswagen made a lot of bad. Obviously, those are German companies. Mm-hmm. A lot of these like really top tier things that we consume has a bad history in terms of World War II.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But here's the thing though. Like there's a little bit of like, not like the end all be all of like World War II knowledge, but a lot of the stuff that happened to the Italians, they were kind of like fighting it. They didn't so badly want to be in bed with the Germans, but Mussolini kind of was like forcing their hands. And there was a lot of Italians that were like fighting against the Germans or like peaceful protests, all that kind of stuff. So I can understand like if you're in a world where like either I make the fucking tank or they're going to kill me. Like, what do you want me to do?
I know.
I understand that, but yeah. There's a lot of really marred history of like these huge brands that we all know and love. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to give shit to Balenciaga for being like devil worshipers. Let me tell you something.
Oh, he's in this too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Anyway, super interesting. I watched a documentary last night. It's just like a movie, I guess. I thought it was going to be a 4-part series. No, it's called What Jennifer Did. And what Jennifer did was fucked up. When Jennifer Pan calls 911 to report that her parents have been shot, she becomes the primary focus of a captivating criminal case. What Jennifer Did. True story documentary. Mm-hmm. Takes place in Canada. Mm-hmm. You hear the 911 call and it's like,
I've been tied up. 3 men entered the house. I'm tied up. Come help me. I think my parents have been shot. I heard 2 pops. Please come help me.
So anyways, it's just a documentary about like, wait, who the fuck killed your parents? And like, why? And then it just starts to unravel.
Yikes.
And then you find out what Jennifer did on Netflix.
It's honestly kind of a genius title.
And I kind of ruined it because I said in the beginning what she did was pretty fucked up. But yeah, go check it out. Mm-hmm. I think you might enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we have some voicemails.
Okay, cool.
This one's called Bone to Pick.
Oh boy.
I love how we're starting it.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, not that voice recording. That's the best thing I've ever heard. Welcome, Brandy. My name is Kira.
Hey.
And I have a couple things that I don't think that you guys have talked about.
Okay.
The first one is a TV show that is absolutely hilarious, as millennials, elder millennials, must watch. It is called Girl.
By the way, what do you think she's doing while she's doing this call? Because it seems like she's doing something else. My guess, this is what I'm imagining, okay?
Okay.
This is how weird my mind is.
Uh-huh.
I'm imagining that she's playing with her dog right now, like throwing a ball.
Okay.
All right? Now that I've told you that, listen to it because you can sense that something is happening.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
The first one is a TV show that is absolutely hilarious, as millennials, elder millennials, must watch. It is called Girls 5 Eva, and it's probably the most comical thing I've ever seen. Also, because you like Fourth Wing, you should absolutely read the Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. It is to
die okay.
for. Heard of that, I think.
And yeah. it's a series. So those are my suggestions. Also, Bone to Pick with Wells.
Okay.
You always drive through Paso Robles, and you never stop and try the wine. What's up with that, my guy? You must stop. Have some beautiful Paso wine. And yeah, come check out our gorgeous wine industry here. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
It sounds like she's on a hot girl walk.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was playing with her dog. Yeah, I do go through Paso Robles a lot. Here's the thing. When I go through Paso Robles, I'm driving to...
So you can't get drunk.
I don't want a drinking lady.
Got it.
You know?
Yep.
It's actually funny, though. My mom, who was just in town last week, had a girls' trip to Paso Robles with all her friends, and they stayed at some place, and they loved it.
Okay.
So highly recommend. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to go to Monterey, that's the way to go. Take the 46, cut across from the 5 to the 101.
You take the 5 to the 101 to like 1 freeway.
Yeah, you get off on the 10 and then circle around Sepulveda. Mm-hmm. This one's entitled Hottie.
Hey, love you guys. This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Wanted to know, why has Brandy not watched the McBee Dynasty or Real American Cowboys on Peacock? And one of the brothers on that show looks identical to the hottie on Yellowstone.
Oh, shit. Mm. Signing up for Peacock right now.
Do better.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Crack me up every week. Love you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We don't need to stroke Wells's ego. You can just tell me the show, Rick.
Why has Brandy not watched the McBee Dynasty or Real American?
The McBee Dynasty.
McBee, okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Done and done.
Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah.
Was that Sandy?
I think so.
Hey, love you guys. This is Sandy.
Yeah, it was Sandy.
I love her accent. She sounds like she's from where I'm from.
Yeah. Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of where you're from. So I read something that Old English, like during the time of like Shakespeare, mm-hmm. resembled something much more similar to the way that Southerners speak than the way that English people speak. And it makes it so much funnier to read Shakespeare in a Southern accent because it totally works.
Okay.
It works so much better.
Can you give us an example or no?
Hark, what yonder window breaks? It is the East, and Juliet is the sun. What is a rose by any other name? I can't do it.
This is a combo. This is a combo.
Hey, man, I'm Southern. What is a rose by any other name?
Oh, my God.
But a rose.
It kind of does.
It does.
Okay. Maybe we should, like, have somebody read, like, an audiobook version of Shakespeare, and we should sell it.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Is that copyright infringement?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Oh, my God. Your Southern accent, by the way, is nuts.
Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. There is nothing, either good or bad, about thinking, but thinking makes it so. I do love nothing in the world so well as you. Is not that strange?
You always start out really strong, yeah. And then it just goes.
The course of true love never did run smooth.
This guy's killing me. He's walking around acting like this is a tough shot, but it doesn't look that hard.
It is. That's Tiger Woods.
Oh. He's like, man, got to get the angle right. Like, what's the wind situation? Like, just tap it in, bro.
Those greens are crazy fast.
You're so close. You're Tiger Woods, apparently. Can't be that hard.
Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great. Some achieve greatness. And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Okay, we're going to get a real Southern person in here to read this. He fucking missed it.
I told you, dude.
Oh, my God. What a loser.
The greens at Augusta are crazy.
That guy before him that had the too tight t-shirt, he nailed it.
Golf is hard.
I should narrate golf.
Yeah.
I can't believe he missed that.
I know.
If he misses this, that's really embarrassing.
The world has grown so bad that wrens make prey where eagles dare not perch. That sounds so much better than like, the world has grown so bad.
Okay, well, that's even worse.
That wrens make prey where eagles dare not perch.
I wish Sarah was here to help you.
The world has grown so bad that wrens make prey where eagles dare not perch. I mean, I love it. I think it's great.
Great. I love this for us.
It's really funny. All right, we have got one more. This one's called Wash Your Hands.
Oh. Hi, Wilson Brandy. Hey. Big fan of the pod.
Thank you.
So I just finished the most recent episode, and I have to say I've never felt compelled to call into a podcast.
Thank you.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
But Wells was talking about not washing his hands at home.
Yeah.
And I get his logic that, you know, you're not really touching anything dirty at home when you're going to the bathroom. However, he was saying that he would wash his hands after he poops because of the poop particles.
Yeah.
So to that I say, you should wash your hands all the time, because if you're flushing the toilet, then you're grabbing onto a toilet handle that you've, you know, grabbed onto
multiple
times after you've gone poop. So because of that, even if you're going pee, as long as you're flushing the toilet, you should wash your hands every time.
Yeah.
Okay. True.
Love you guys.
That's true.
Bye.
That's true.
Yeah, have you not seen the commercials about how many poop particles are just everywhere in the bathroom?
Dude, we've got poop particles are everywhere, everywhere. I know. This world's nothing but poop particles.
I know, it's true. I'll clean a horse stall and come in and eat lunch without washing my hands.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's disgusting.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's just like the lifestyle.
So you think that their shit is cleaner than your shit?
I definitely think their shit is cleaner. All they're eating is grass and hay.
I guess that's true. What all I had was a salad today?
Some organic shit. Our salad is not clean.
I mean, come on.
It's pesticides.
Well, there's pesticides in your hay too, probably.
No.
Yeah.
Not all of it.
I mean, I'm sure there is.
No.
How doth describe a rose by any other name?
No.
Can we get your mom to read?
I was thinking, like, can we get some haughty cowboy with a really good accent to, like, read it?
Like one of the Montana boys?
I was just talking about this. They don't sound like they're from Montana.
I listened back to the episode, and their existence annoys me more now.
What episode? Ours?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you were like, they made me a drink. Got me a drink.
Got me a drink. It was nice.
They don't do anything for society.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I mean, at least Pookie's like, show him about fashion. The Montana boys, apparently they just listen to the same song. It's
they
the
do.
Same song
I,
over
I
and
I
over
told
again.
You this.
I know. I learned this by listening back to our podcast.
Yeah, it's one song. I'm convinced they're not really from Montana.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look like East Coast boys to me.
Yeah, they're from Connecticut.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
They just work out a lot.
Ugh.
Hot.
Hate them.
But like, I want like a real, maybe like a Texan cowboy to come read Shakespeare for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Doth.
I'll find one.
What yonder window breaks.
No, that's enough.
It's the east.
You can't keep saying the same line over and over.
And Juliet is the sun.
It just keeps getting worse.
Do you bite your
worse.
Do you bite your thumb at me? I do bite my thumb,
okay,
but not at
this
you.
This is worse than Dirty Grandpa. This is worse.
Doth.
No.
What light from yonder window breaks? It is the east. And Juliet is the sun.
I have to go.
My penis hasn't worked in 16
no.
years. But Juliet has made it rigid once again.
Not rigid.
All right. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any musics? You want to go out on anything?
You see Morgan Wallen throw a chair off of a roof.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. What an idiot.
Yeah.
That guy is, I think, the dumbest person in the music industry. He got caught.
He doesn't make great choices.
He got caught saying the N-word at a party.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't he like not do a concert because he got too fucked up at like an Alabama sorority party?
But it kind of tracks.
That tracks. And then he throws a chair.
Yeah. He's really lucky he didn't kill someone.
No kidding. We were talking about that. Six stories up, a chair hits you, dude. First of all, that could kill you.
Yeah, it could. And then his life would be over.
I think that guy maybe does need to go sit in jail for a couple days. I think he needs to go learn some shit.
It's not great.
Do you know him?
I've met him, but I don't know him.
I think his country ass needs to learn a couple lessons.
Okay, well, on to some music. There's actually some really good shit on my release radar. Do you like 49 Winchester?
No, I don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you would like them. They have a new song called Yearning for You.
Want to go out on it?
Sure.
All right. You're here to do Sorry You're Stoned.
Yes.
Sorry we're stoned.
Vegas Sunday.
Vegas.
Vegas. Then I'm going on vacation.
Cuckoo.
Which should be nice.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back in Vegas.
Yeah.
on the 24th of April, if you find yourself in Vegas. It's kind of like a pre-stagecoach kickoff at XS Nightclub. And then Stagecoach.
Yep.
I'm playing on Saturday in the Honky Tonk Tent.
Cool.
I think my set's at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
I should probably know. I do think it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So perfect timing. Come see me, then head over to the main stage for all the big acts, like Posty and, you know, all the things. And I'm actually also doing like a pop-up set on Sunday at the festival in the Jameson tent, if you want to come see that. And then Monday I'm out of there.
Cool.
And I actually get like a week of a break.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to Dallas.
Dallas.
So when this comes out, I'll be in Dallas.
For golf,
playing at the Invited Celebrity Classic at Los Colinas Country Club. If you're in Dallas, please come hang out. Ben and I are going to be there together along with some actual celebrities. And then Champions Tour golfers. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I got a bunch of stuff coming up, but I can't really talk about it. So what's that?
Well, that's not fun.
All right, wife tears.
Oh, boy.
Hark! What lap from yonder window breaks?
You need to work on this accent.
It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. It's pretty good.
It's not. It's a bop.
It's not bad.
I like them.
If you want to call us up and leave us a voicemail, please do. 858-630-1856. Oh, a note. We had a fuck you very much about how we no longer have our favorite things at the website. That's because they are now in the show description. So just go read that if you're looking. But I do see that it would be easy if everything was in one place.
I don't know. It seems like you're already listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Just look at the show notes.
Just go look at the show notes.
Seems easy.
You can do it. All right. All right. Go follow us on Instagram at YFT Podcast. Subscribe at the YouTube channel as well, YFT Podcast, and we love you very much.
Love y'all. No more. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it.
Goodbye.
No.
No, that was terrible. Hark, what y'all like from y'all?
No more hark. No more hark.
Well, you harked out?
I'm done with hark. Who wants it? Time to go.
Hark.
Oh, God. It's funny. I can see your wheels turning.
I only know so many, quotes.
Oh, it's hilarious.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.